Welcome to Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Joe's work, head over to thehappinessclub.co.uk and consider becoming a member. Sometimes on this journey, it's good to be part of a bigger, friendly group, and you get daily strategies and access to trained coaches and mental health professionals.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? And welcome to another episode of Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks. So this beautiful series is all about me interviewing a load of gorgeous people that I've met along my way who all do the same kind of work as me and help people to feel happier in their lives. Today, I have the very beautiful Nikki Kinsella with me. So I'm going to pass straight over. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you and what do you do?
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
I'm Nikki Kinsella. I'm the Feminine Energy Guide. I've been me for about the last 4 years now, but before that I was in corporate. I worked in a big bank, and before that I did recruitment. And the reason that I changed was I had a massive catalyst in my life. I lost my mum and dad really close together, and everything became very, very clear that I wasn't happy in lots of areas of my life. So decided to make some massive changes and take as many people with me as I could.
Cool. So what is it exactly? I know you're the Feminine Energy Guide, but what do you do?
So I'm a spiritual mentor. So I work with women and female entrepreneurs, and I help them to basically love the shit out of themselves and find what lights them up and help them do that thing. So removing all the conditioning and the limiting beliefs, and just really help them feel connected to their own intuition and just feel into the right answers. Because I think we think a lot when actually we should feel more, because when we feel how things make us feel, that's where we go, oh, and that's like what lights us up. So yeah, that's what I try and get help my clients to become more aware of, is are we chatting shit to ourselves, and actually how does it feel?
How does that feel?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you do that because, like you say, you had that moment yourself.
Yeah, so lots of moments. Yeah. So narcissistic relationship, and then the death of both my parents. And along that journey, I found loads of spiritual tools. So Reiki, yoga, like subconscious quantum healing, shamanic healing, crystals, tarot, oracle cards, all like the woo shizzle that people go, but like, and it really helps me. It's my go-to every single day. So that and like meditation massively changed my life. And all those little tools are like little feathers. All the things that I picked up along my way, I've kept as like little feathers in my cap. And then depending on what the client needs, I'll pick one of the feathers and just do it intuitively. So working with all the different elements and things.
Obviously, I run the Happiness Club, and the podcast is Happiness Hacks. So I'm all about the happiness. So what does happiness mean to you?
We've just had this conversation, haven't we, before? So happiness to me is just feeling, not having any worries, feeling free, feeling light. So just being present, I think. So happiness to me, my happy day would be me and the family somewhere hot and sunny, just by a pool, chilling, no worries in the world, away from social media, away from everybody, just being present with each other and just having fun and just living the moment. Because I think we think too far ahead and we think about things that have happened in the past. We're not present enough. And sometimes just the grounding element of remembering, like, why am I doing this? You know, what's the purpose of this? It's like, okay, if I can just breathe and come back to myself, then I'll normally find happiness within me somewhere. And I think the next question there is like the happiness hack, but gratitude. If I'm ever feeling a little bit wobbly, that's the thing that I go to the most, is just what am I grateful for. And just looking around now, even you sat next, especially you sat next to me, there's so much always for us to be grateful for. And I think abundance starts from within as well. Like when we realize, you know, our health, that makes me really, really happy, especially with everything that's gone on in my world in the last 5 years, with people like loved ones losing loads of people. You know, I've got a friend who's really poorly at the moment, and she's 36, and it's like, we just never know, do we? So I think looking around for things that make us feel grateful, that induces the happiness within me every day.
Okay, so that would be your happiness hack, would be to, do you have any specific gratitude exercise, or do you just literally just purposely go out to find things to be grateful for every day?
I'll normally, so I do it before I go to bed, because I read somewhere that if you do it before you go to sleep, you wake up in a better mood. So I try and fall asleep. So I put one hand on my heart, one hand on my belly, and I just focus on my breathing. And then once I've relaxed a little bit, I'll be like, right, what am I grateful for? And I'll go through the whole day and I'll pick out all the best bits of the day. And I'm like, I loved that. And I'll feel it. And I'll be like, oh, and sometimes I'm sitting there going in the bed and I'll just go through it all. And normally before I've got to the end of the day, I've gone to sleep, but with like complete love in my heart and happiness. And then wake up in the morning. And the first thing I say in the morning is thank you for like opening my eyes. Because I think if we start the day with that, that's the biggest gift, isn't it?
Absolutely. So I properly love that, because I do the same. Oh. I start and end my day with gratitude. So I do my glads, which
yeah,
is
I love
exactly,
your glads.
But that's
yeah.
exactly what you've just described, right? Yeah. So I do mine on my Facebook social media profile. But that's exactly what I do. I go back in my mind to the beginning of the day and work my way through my whole day and write everything I can think of.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So it's the exact same thing, right? And same thing, one of the first things I do when I wake up in the morning is say thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the cats that are hitting me in the face. Thank you for the dog that's barking downstairs. Yeah. Just, again, everything you can think of that you're thankful for.
Yeah.
But it's, for me, that top and tailing the day really works.
Yeah. Is it called a shit sandwich? Because it's always stopping in the middle, isn't there? But it'll work like that, won't it? Yeah. We can have like layers. What's it? What those butties called that I've got? Or those sandwiches, if you don't know what a butty is. With all the layers in, what's it called? Used to be able to get them from Marks and Spencer's, and it'd have like bread, a filling bread, something. It's like a special. Oh no, it's gonna do me. I don't know. Someone on here will know. If you know, please let Joe
know. Let us know what the sandwiches are called. But yeah, but then as human beings, what we tend to do if we don't practice gratitude, what we tend to do is focus in on the shitty bits in between the happiness, right? Don't we? So it's about going back and purposely. I always say there's always good stuff, even in the day from hell.
And there's always a lesson, isn't there? If in the shit that we get. So like we've just had a conversation about my shit week last week, and I was having a chat with one of my other friends, and I was like, oh my God, this week can just fuck off, basically. And she went, no. She went, look again. And I was like, oh my God. And I'd had one of the best months ever. Like looking at it from like where I'd been, who I'd met, who I'd connected with, like other things that had happened as well. There was so many positives. And it's not like me to focus on the shit, but I was just, it gets really heavy, doesn't it? Yeah. And I was still grateful for those lessons, because I thought, well, I'll be able to help someone else in my situation in the future, even though it's shit for me now. This is happening to me for a reason, because there's never... nothing ever happens for no reason, I don't think. And I think if we can think about every experience like that, then everything becomes more valuable, doesn't it?
Totally. One of the things I talk to people about is things happening for me, not to me.
Yeah.
And that's a massive, I mean, it's a tiny, weeny little word, but it's a massive mindset shift, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think this is happening for me because there's something I'm going to get out of this. I don't know what it is. I can't fucking see what it is right now. I have no fucking idea what it might be, but this is happening for me. And if you can remember that and believe that and hold on to that, it really helps you to come through the other side, doesn't it?
And this too shall pass. This is Thich Nhat Hanh or whatever his name is. My mum always used to say that. It doesn't last forever. It'll pass. And I'm like, fucking hurry up. But the lesson when at the end you go, oh my God, like it changes us. It evolves us and makes us. Because they say, don't they, when loads of shit goes on, you're on for an up level and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, another one. It's like, it never ends, does it? But I feel blessed every day, especially that I've got a dishwasher. Even though it's gurgling, I didn't have a dishwasher my whole life till I was 39. And honestly, every day I open it up, and I just want to kiss it.
I felt like that the first dishwasher I got to. Okay, brilliant. Where can people find you if they want to know more about the work you do and how to get in touch with you?
So I've got a website that's being revamped, but I am there. It's nikkikinsella.com. I'm on Facebook as Nikki Kinsella, spelled N-I-K-I. K-I-N-S-E-L-L-A. And then I'm on Instagram as Nikki Kinsella, not Nikki Kinsella 80, because that's me hacked one. So please don't click that, even though it's me. And where else am I? I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me, even though we're in your house. Thank you so much for coming and being on the podcast. And if you'd like to know more about Nikki, all the links to all of her stuff will be in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and you want to find out more about what she does and how she does it, just have a look in the show notes and you'll find all the links you need right there. Thank you for joining us, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Now go do. Don't be part of the self-help movement. Go ahead and test this stuff in your own experience. And don't forget to head over and subscribe to this podcast as well, so you never miss a bit. Leave a review and click on the fifth star.